काम क्रोध विमुक्तानाम काम क्रोध विमुक्तानाम यतीनाम यतचेतसाम अभीतो ब्रह्म निर्वाणम वर्तते विदितात्मनाम
Of the saintly persons.
Who have full control over the mind.
Abhita. Assured in the near future.
Brahma Nirvanam.
Liberation in the Supreme.
Vartate.
Is there.
Vidita Atmanam.
Yes.
Of those who are self-realized.
Yes. The thing is, this kama and krodh, these are the things. Find out that verse. Kama, krodha, tatha, lobas. Etat tamodana narakasya dvaramidam tasmad etat trayam vyajate kama krodha tatha lobas kama krodha tatha lobas. Find out in kama krodha.
1621.
That is the one I am talking.
Yes.
Same verse.
Yes.
Read again.
Trividam
narakasya idam dvaram.
Dvaram
nashanu atmanah. They destroy the spiritual knowledge. And what is that?
Kama
krodha
tatha
lobas. Tasmad etat trayam tyajet. Therefore you should leave it at. The thing is, there are six enemies as we know. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mad and matsar. Kama, krodha, lobha first. Number one is kama. So desires, particularly lusty desires, is kama first. Number one enemy. So out of six, this one is the number one. Then krodha is there, second. And lobha is third one. Then fourth is moha, illusion. Mad, false pride, the fifth one. And matsara, envy, is the last one. These out of six, this is number one enemy, kama. And if kama is not fulfilled, krodha is there. So the number one and two, we must get liberated from this.
This kama seen as a kama of chapter 3, where Krishna
said
to Arjuna something that
it is Kama Shukur Dhaisa Rajuguna. Kama Shukur Dhaisa Rajuguna. Same. And in our language, if we are busy, you know, then we say, I'm engaged in Kama. That's correctly the same. They use Kama word. Kama Shukur. Definitely is in Kama. So everywhere Kama is there. And exactly the same word is used in the language, in Gujarati. In Marathi also, everywhere, kama is used. This kama and krodha, these are the two things. But we don't know that this is narakasya, idam dvaram. What is, read the verse.
Trividam narakasya.
Trividam, it starts from trividam. Kama, krodha and lobha. Trividam, Narakasya Idam Dwaram. This God, and they destroy the spiritual knowledge. Read the equivalents.
Trividam,
of three kinds.
Narakasya.
Narakasya.
Of hell. Idam. This. Dwaram. Gate. Nasanam. Destructive.
Atmanah. Atmanah.
Of the self.
This is self known as completely destroyed. Then, thus.
Kamaha.
Lush.
Krodha. Anger. Tatha. Adulai. Lobaha. Tasmat, therefore, etat, these, trayam, kedet, one must give up.
This calm is so very destructive. Here some in Dwarka, somebody indicated that they are ready to talk to him about marriage. And he might have seen the girl. Yesterday he was completely possessed. That idea. As soon as calm is there, self-knowledge is completely destroyed. Otherwise, he was every time he was telling me that I am not meant for outside world. I am only meant for temple. And yesterday that whole thing vanished within one second. Just by the sight of the girl, an indication that maybe
so
she is...
His idea is not his parents' idea that...
No. No, it was, he was completely possessed of that. Yesterday we could have seen him. And today we didn't see him. But that idea is now possessing him. So wherever those ideas are there, he will go there. He only wants to talk about the girl and the parents and this and that. And only that. This is Nashanam Atmana. Self-knowledge is completely wiped off. And you are saved by Krishna's names. He doesn't understand the limitations. And just one idea has possessed his mind. This how calm is very... So many innumerable desires are there. I will marry and my wife will... I will have new furniture for her. New house is there already. Money is there. Rent is coming. This. So many ideas. Thinking all these things, the intelligent living entity knows beforehand that what is the disastrous effect of this karma is. This Murli has got married and he has got a daughter. Now he completely denies that I don't want woman. Just within 1 year he fed up. And a whole life to go. What will happen during the life? Then either fighting is there, court cases are there, or divorces are there. And in the whole process, the child is the most suffering part. What is the mistake of child that she is there now? Please, we, as the Kali Yuga is progressing, this calm is magnified. And because of this magnification of the calm, we don't know really what we will do and how we will survive. And after getting married also, who knows whether she is going to continue or not. She may marry
so
for money.
In this Kali Yuga, how to save this distinction of marriage? And in the future, we have to get married. If this is the same case all the time.
Yes.
The kids are born and suffer and it's not likely that they become Krishna conscious if they are there. That kind of family background. Marriage institution will not survive. Even now it is destroyed, you know. In our times marriage was regarded as a must and it was not an institution. It was just a way of life that you had to get married. So that was not the institution.
It was just a way of life. Now slowly, it has become an institution. And that institution everybody hates because of the difficulties and economic development or whatever you call it. Because of these things, this calm has a very difficult position. And in this particular, in this age, in the present times, once you develop that desire, trusting desire or whatever, it takes the whole being completely, is victimized. Person is completely victimized by that. And daily he used to come twice, three times here. Today we didn't see him at all. He might be moving to her house, trying to explain the parents who take mother with him, or whatever. Please, please, this is the result. And now, he himself is not in a sound mental condition. So once that lady finds out, then he is not in a sound condition. Then I don't know whether she may marry for the properties. Otherwise she will not marry. And if she marries for the properties, again the next day will be difficult. Once he is married. And I don't know really what it is. These are, we don't see. And he himself still, we have seen him. He has started a computer shop, he failed. He started computer classes, he failed. He did so many things, he failed. Now the properties are there, so rent might be coming or whatever. But even that, now because this calm desire, now great destruction is awaiting if we are not careful. So please, I don't know really, but we have to go to Bhagavatam for this. Calm, to control calm. We have desires, no doubt. But to fulfill the desires, Krishna is only capable. Nobody else is capable. But in the household, in the heart of the ladies also, Krishna is situated. How many years he is trying that? For Ajit? Ajit or?
Ajit.
How many years?
At least,
I remember, I think, maybe 4 years.
Four years married,
and even then, just here and there, and then, one of his godbrothers, since last 4 years, he's trying. Calm, possesses you. So neither it allows you to continue the devotional service, nor you get married. So you are just lingering in between. This is the very drastic bad effect of it. Instead, Vedic way says that you please get attached to devotional service. Come what may. And slowly everything will be there. And that is, we have seen, those who are unflinching attached to the devotional service, somehow there is some good girl comes with them.
So Maharaj, in this case, previously, like you said, a person did not have to worry about his marriage. The parents would eventually, when the time came, they would do it. Now, somehow or other, that's missing. And so people are getting anxious.
Very nice question. To try to get married in this age particularly is to be all good through devotional service. The more you are devotee, the more you are trying. You follow me?
The more you are devotee, the more you are trying.
You are trying. How? Because by devotion, you will be in a good position. So some girl may be attracted to you, genuine girl. And we have to wait till that time. Don't try this. Particularly in ISKCON, all the girl devotees, with all due respect to them, they have seen the world, you know. They have seen so many things. So then going to attach to you immediately. But when they study you, they know that at least you are a good devotee, you have some capacity to maintain her. And then some girl may come. But trying, they will not come. You will end up in a mess by trying. Here the try means we have to be good. And good is always God's way. Without God you can be good. So without Krishna consciousness you can never have good qualities. So at least if nothing happens, you are satisfied that I am good, that's it. Yet the whole world will go to hell. That's how it is. At the moment it's a very precarious thing. Marriage, as you told is very correct. Formerly, the parents could do, because there were limited societies. Now the society is not there. Well, how can they look And if at all they look, they may not be aware of the things. So please, everywhere there is so rich clear. And maybe if you are married and you have a child, means you are putting that child into difficulty. The child wants mother and father both. And mother, father can get around. So again the children are, then the children are put into this. And she goes away. Means Varna Sankara Praja. Wherever she goes away, the Praja will be there also. All these things have to be taken into account. And thinking this, we have to divert our attention to this. He is fulfilling desires since time immemorial. And he will fulfill our desires also, if it is suitable to us. Otherwise we are satisfied. That's all. And in lieu of parents, nobody can take the place. And before them, somebody may pose that I am just like your parent, but they can't. Parents are only one in this world. No second. You may find a bit sympathetic living entity, but nothing like parents. The main quality of parents is that they love you without any condition. Whatever you are, they love you. Nobody in this world loves you as you are. And you cannot change. We all have basic mood. Either we are very angry sometime, or we are very passionate, or we are in the mood of ignorance or goodness or whatever. But mother will never think. Mother will think he is my child. That's why it's very difficult to find out. Once the parents are gone, you go around the whole planet with the lamp in your hand and you will not find anything. Please. These are very fine points. And to save ourselves, we have to come to the pages of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise it's not possible. There is no other way to depend upon it. And now internet is a horrible thing. In internet, what can you know? You see the picture, that's it. Or she is ready to marry, that's it. Nothing else. So internet doesn't give you the full idea. To my knowledge, one doctor was there in USA. And he was serving quite nice. He was earning also nice. So somebody told him that, as old Ghanshyam tells me, Vrindavan, bhakti is hundredfold, you know. So he was earning there, and I was there that time. So he asked me, he said, Vrindavan, I have decided to go to Vrindavan, reasoning, go, I told you, to do it. First you collect enough funds. In Vrindavan, you require money. So please, and don't resign. First go on a holiday and see how you go along. But he was so very frantic. No, I'm going to now. He resigned the job. And then in Vrindavan, he was so in a terrible condition. Nobody talked to him in the temple. He fought with everybody. But he had that very big idea of Vrindavan. And then he was thrown out of the temple. He didn't know what to do. Then he served one religious institution somewhere as a doctor. He was not able to do anything. Money was lost, prestige was lost, everything was lost. So he thought that now he'll get married. So through internet he got married. He got married, and within 6 months that lady ran away. That marriage didn't survive. And again now he is ending up in somewhere in England. He is with great difficulty, he has some job. This is the point. Instead, Sthanasthita, he could have continued in his own position. At least money would have been there, job would have been there, American life would have been there, and he would have saved from all these things. But the misleading factors are rampant in the Kali Yuga. So please, you always think what you are doing. Don't go for sentiments. Always think very on practical grounds what we are doing. And to go on in illusory area is the work of this karma. Illusory area. This Krishna said, was very much on the ground thinking that he is not fit for the world and he is only meant for Krishna. He was doing quite all right. But as soon as mind is possessed by calm, he has entered into illusion. Now nothing is there and he is very busy thinking that I am marrying you. She must have this, she must have that. And he will be running after those things. The more he runs, the more they know about him, what type of man he is. They may deny or whatever. So again the disaster is awaiting. So this is the calm is very destructive. Instead, we learn, as I tell you, that our devotional service must be mature enough to think our own position. We are not thinking about any other position. And your position, you can only know thoroughly well. I can't know. You may tell me something there, I don't know the whole thing. So my advice is useless. You, the party, has to think it. And then get rid of this calm. Keep it aside at the moment. And it may be getting late. The age is running out, this is running out, that is running out. But whatever happens, at least be with Krishna. So at least one side is strong. Prabhupada always told that this life is one of the lives of so many millions of lives, you know. So it doesn't matter when it's sacrificed. And it's very correct. It's very difficult to sacrifice the life. But we have to do it many times. To be on the safe side. Otherwise the miseries are awaiting. As it is, threefold miseries we cannot deal in it. Then Janmamrti Jaravyadi, four problems we can get rid of. These seven things are already forced. And in addition to that, we concoct. And those miseries are there. So avoid those things. Let us fight with these seven. So at the moment, the time is not suitable. Now Krishna advised these demons were so very afraid, demigods, of the demons, that they had to vanish. They were invisible. If the demons see the demigods, they will kill them. So they were completely invisible. So they went to Krishna and he said, "You can't tell how long we are going to be invisible." Krishna says, "The time, your time is not right. So, please go and have a truce with demons." And then they had a truce about the churning of the ocean and all things. Now when the time is not suitable, you have to take it patiently, whatever desires may be. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult to survive in this material world. And no way you can be happy. After all, happiness and distress is distributed in your life according to previous arrangement. So it is bound to come and go. This is the And that is the calm. And calm, if calm is not fulfilled, means Krodha is waiting. Immediately we become angry. And anger destroys the whole thing. And that's why very nicely it is said by Prabhupada that peace and patience attains everything. Anger and agitation destroys everything. So double P helps us, double A destroys us. So we have to remember these things. And that's why kama krodha vimuktanam. And we are here, maybe two people, doesn't matter. We are two very happy. But we have to stand in front of the deities at 4 o'clock in the morning, that we are getting rid of kama and krodha. Completely done away with it. Please, this is the only way. Kama krodha vimuktanam. Yati nam yata chita. And yati word is very nice. Yati, somebody is talking.
Samjha.
Yati word is very nice. Yati means saintly person. What is the meaning yati?
Saintly person.
Saintly person. But yati word is there. Yati means to go. Yati should be always going. He should not stay in one place. That is Yati's qualification. If he stays in one place, Maya will catch him. That is, you know. Saintly persons should be always on moving, preaching or whatever. You stay in one place and your house is there and paraphernalia, the bed is there and this is there. So many things we are attached. As soon as one place is there, attachment is there. Now, this Tejasvi is here for 3 months. So he has everything, but he is not attached. He knows that after 3 months I am going to go. So he uses bed and everything he uses. But attachment is not there. That is Yati. Yati means always Yati. Always he is on the move. And that if he is that way, Yata Chetasam. What is the meaning Yata Chetasam?
We have full control over the mind.
Control over the mind there should be. But the bed is very good. But he knows that Yati, he is going away. So there is no control over the bed is there. Bed, he can't take bed with him. And if he takes, where to keep? That's best. There is nothing at all. That is Yati. Always join this Yati with Yati. That is the definition of Yati. If you want to be a saintly person, you have to be on the move. Because they knew that if they stay under one tree, then they will be attached to branch or something. That I could keep my clothes here. So attachment. So Yati means completely on the move. The water, if it moves continuously, is pure. As soon as it is stagnant, it is dirty. Same thing happens to our condition. As soon as the stagnance is there, there is attachment develops. So there is Yati Nam, Yata Chetasam. These two words are very beautiful. The Yati Nam, if they stop Yati, then Yata Chetasam is impossible. Control of the mind is impossible. As a house, furniture, money. That's why the calm is there. But Yati, who is completely on the move, who doesn't do anything, the calm doesn't throw him. He doesn't do anything anyway. This Ajit, he wants to marry. This is his last 4 years. He is serving as a teacher or whatever.
Yes.
He has to continue. That is calm. Because he has a desire. So he is attached. Whereas those who don't have desire, they are very happy. And as it is, from 4 years he is not getting married. But attachment is there. This is the calm. Only the calm is not fulfilled. But even then, till it is fulfilled, we have to carry on in the wrong way. That should be very intelligently understood and cultivate something in which we are at least free from these things. As we tell always, there are bare necessities if we can have in our life. We'll be very happy. The more necessities you increase, the more money is required and more trouble is required. Bare necessities must be there. Then calm also will not trouble you. Bare necessities means no girl will be interested in it. He doesn't do anything.
If you are best devoted, then no girl will touch you.
No girl. Really? She has to read Bhagavad. She hates. She has her own ideas to enjoy and this. And this rascal also has the ideas. He has taken Bhagavatam to fulfill those ideas. That's how. So that's why I took it in this. Without any purpose, the devotional service must be carried out. As soon as the purpose enters, devotional service gets polluted and the purity is gone. And because the purity is not there, reciprocation is not there. Can't do anything with the whole being is completely possessed by these lusty ideas, desires. When one lusty desire to have a woman, to girl, before she comes, she destroys us. When she is there, she destroys us. And when she goes, she completely kills us. This how. And we know that, but even then the world is running after us. And because he is happy, we see. But nobody is happy in that. Situation is same. But we feel that they are happy. And that's why we are completely misguided. This is the main thing. And then yati nam, we try to pose as yati. But we are not really yatis. Yati is not there. We are staying in one place. So till that time the whole paraphernalia is attached, we are attached. My gas stove is there, my this stove is there, my that. This prasadam is there, this is there.
When we are happy staying in one place, so how to be free from this attachment even while staying in one place?
It's very difficult. But it's possible only by magnanimity. Your nature at least must be magnanimous. Bapuji is Virastha. But you can see daily he feeds the dogs also. Daily he feeds the cows also. Why should he come here? He doesn't require that. But magnanimity is there. He is Grasa Nada. All our groceries coming from him. We are fed. How much magnanimity he must have? He gives money also, these things also. And not to us, so many blessings he might give. And Krishna is giving him. That is Grasa. These Grasas are needed. But Graha Medis are not needed. Others are Graha Medis. They are envious, they stick to their money. And the more they stick to their money, the money vanishes. He doesn't stick to his money, increases. This is the best example of grihastha. So grihastha is not bad, but the attachment is bad. Instead of detachment and magnanimity should be there. So at least he might be thinking that I am getting 100 rupees, so out of 100 rupees, 50 I should donate, or 25 I should donate, or whatever. Magnanimity must be there. And then yati. See, he should be busy, so much, so many properties that he should be, how much he should be busy. But daily he finds time to have darshan, to feed the dogs and cows. And they themselves work there, inside, for the cows. Please, these things are in front of our eyes. And that's why yati nam. They are not yatis, but they are yatis. Vyadeyati, they come here, go away. And their house is there. But both of them are inclined. Not only wife or husband. Both of them are. Both of them like to feed. Both of them know that they are going to die. That's how it is. So any type of life is not bad. But the way it is conducted is bad. And correct guidance is not available. Everywhere misdirection is there. So correct guidance is not available except Prabhupada's group, but not group also, Prabhupada's books. So from the books also, there is no genuine soul who could take out and present it. So we have to eat those genuine souls for a change, please, to sacrifice your life and make use of your time to give it to others correctly. Otherwise there is no soul on this planet who can read Prabhupada's books and give as it is. You do it. Jati nam shant chet. Yata chet. Then abhito brahman nirvan. And this way you will be completely attaining the Supreme. With vartate?
Vartate
vidyatatmana. Then you behave in that way. I read the translation.
Those who are free from anger,
those who are free from anger,
and all material desires, who are self-realized,
self-disciplined,
and constantly endeavoring,
for perfection,
are assured of liberation, in the supreme,
in the very near future.
Again,
those who are free from anger, and all material desires, who are self-realized,
self-disciplined,
and constantly endeavoring,
for
perfection, are assured of liberation,
in
the supreme,
in
the very near future.
Read it.
Of the saintly persons who are constantly engaged in striving towards salvation, one who is in Krishna consciousness is the best of all. The Bhagavatam 4.22.39 confirms this fact as follows.
Chintamani prakarasadmasu kalpavraksha yatpada pankajapalasha vilasa bhaktya. Yatpada pankaja
palasa
vilasa bhaktya karmashayam gratitam udgratitam udgratayanti santaha. Very good line. Yatpada palasa vilasa bhaktya karmashrayam gathitam udgratayanti santah tadvan na ektamatayo yatayo pi rudha sroto ganas tamarachanam bhajavasudevam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami
Yatpada pankaja
palasa vilasa bhaktya karmashayam gathitam udgratayanti santa tadvannarikta matayo yatayo pidudha chyoto ganash tamarchanam bhajavasudevam. Just try to worship in devotional service Vasudeva. Shruto ganash tam archanam bhajavasudevam. Just try to worship in devotional service Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even great sages are not able to control the forces of the senses as effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, uprooting deep ground desire for fruity activities. This is the practical thing, the practical version. Yatpada pankaja
palasa vilasa bhaktya
karmashrayam gratitam udgratayanti santah tadvannarikta matayo yatayo pidudha sroto ganas tamarchanam bhajavasudevam. Just try to worship in devotional service Vasudeva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The sages
are not able to control the forces of the senses as effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, uprooting the deep grown desire for fruity activity. It's a beautiful thing. Eh? Please repeat the verse.
Tadvan narikta, yatayo pirudha, srutu ganas, samarsanam, tam arsanam, bhajvasudevam,
govindamadipurusham, tamaham bhajami. Read the last line. Tadvan narikta matayo, yatayo pirudha, srutu ganas, tamarsanam, bhajvasudevam. Read the translation.
Just try to worship.
In devotional service.
Vasudev.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Even great sages are not able to control.
The forces of the senses.
As effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss. By serving the lotus feet of the Lord.
Just try to worship. In devotional service, Vasudev is Supreme Person. It's very easy to remember. Just try to worship in devotional service, Vasudev is Supreme Person. You got this first phrase. Then,
Even great sages are not able to
control
the forces of the senses.
This is our experience. If great sages are not controlled, are not able to control the forces of senses, how can we control? If we claim that we are lunatics, you know, we can't do it. So combine the together now. Just try to worship. In devotional service, Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Full stop.
Even the great sages are not able to control the forces of the senses, as effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss, by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, serving the deep grown desire, for fruit activities. This is the way.
Just try to worship in devotional service, Vasudeva, the Personality of Godhead. Full stop.
Even the great sages are not able to control the forces of desire, by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, uprooting the deep-grown desire for material activity.
Everything is there.
Uprooting the deep-grown desire for fruity
activities. Karma. કર્મ કરવાને માટે આપણામાં બહુ શ્રદ્ધા છે. કે હું મારી જમીનનું કામ કરીશ તો મને પૈસા મળે એને ફ્રૂટી હતી કારણ કે એમાંથી ફળ મળે છે મને કે હું નોકરી કરીશ તો મને 8,000 રૂપિયા પગાર મળશે એ કર્મ કરવું જ એ છોડવું કોઈ કહેતો હોય કે પાગલ છે તો અને મરી જાય તો કંઈક કામ સાથે લઈ જાય એ વિયા ધરાપતિની બેંકમાં નોકરી મળી છે આવતીકાલે મરી જાય તો એની નોકરી લઈ જશે એ ફ્રૂટી વર્ગ છે આ ડીપ રૂટેડ ડિઝાયર છે આ બહુ પાકી થઈ ગયેલી ઈચ્છા છે કે મારે આ કામ કરવું એ છે એ તો ખાલી જે લોકો આના આની પૂજામાં પડ્યા હોય ને એ છોડી શકે તમે ગૌરસુંદરને કહો કે ભાઈ આવત કે મિનિસ્ટર બનાવી દે કે જવા દે ને મને મારું સમજા સુખી છે ડીપ રૂટેડ ડિઝાયર એ જ કામ છે જ એટલે માટે આપણે બધાને કામમાં છે એમ કે પણ એના ફળ ભગવાનમાં જાય ને એને આશ્રમ કે છે ગૃહસ્થ આશ્રમ કહેવાય એમાં ફળ તારા ગજવામાં ના આવે તારા બેંક અકાઉન્ટમાં ના જાય એ બધાને માટે વપરાય એને આશ્રમ કહેવાય બાપુજીને ફળ આવે છે તે કૂતરાય ખાય ને ગાય ખાય ને તું પણ ખાય ને હું પણ ખાઉં એના ફળ જ ખાઈ રહ્યા છે These Bapuji's fruits of action, we are all eating. That is ashram. Dogs are eating, cows are eating, we are eating, everybody is eating. This is ashram. And bada ashram was, suche pedu, pedu, stream, vidyati ashram, brahmachari ashram, pajigarasa ashram, vanprasa ashram, sannyasa ashram, bada ashram. આશ્રમ આપણે છોડી દીધું અને હું બ્રહ્મચારી છું હું ગ્રસ્ત છું એમ પ્લીઝ ધીસ થિંગ્સ આર વેરી ક્લિયર એન્ડ ધીસ વર્સ મેક્સ ઇટ ક્લિયર જસ્ટ ટ્રાય ટુ વર્શિપ ઇન ડિવોશનલ સર્વિસ વાસુદેવ ધ સુપ્રીમ પર્સન યુ ગોડ ઇઝ ફૂલ સ્ટોપ ઇવન ધ દેશ હેઝ કંટ્રોલ ધ ફોર્સિસ ઓફ ધ સેન્સિસ as effectively as those engaged in deep root desire for purity. So easy to remember also. You should write out 10 times so these fixes. And this is knowledge for the life. We have so many questions about this. All questions are answered. Just try to worship. How easy? Uprooting deep-rooted desires for fruity activities. And everybody has a deep desire for fruity activities. We are all doing, we are all running after fruity activities. And Shastra says that don't stop the people from running after fruity activities. Encourage them to run. So time is bound to come when they will be fed up with the fruity activities. And their activities then become non-fruitful. Eventually they will come to Krishna. That's how. So let them do. But the only thing is, we should, if we can, their fruits must be joined to Krishna's service. And that is what we are doing. That Baba, you give Sudama 100 rupees, or whatever, for Krishna's service. So as joining their fruits, to Krishna's service. Joshe Saru Karmani, Vidvan Yurta Samasara. Vidvan should perform activities as they are performing activities and try to join all the fruity activities to the service of Krishna. And they are happy. The Ratha going came and he gave 11,000 rupees for Ratha this time. Other Ratha going does not give anything. But this is how his fruits are engaged in devotional service. And yet this sentence is very important. They just try to worship in devotional service. Vasudev, the Supreme Personality Godhead, full stop. Even the sages, great sages, are not able to control the desires, forces of the senses, as effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, fruiting the deep-grown desires of the fruit. See, nearly, if you repeat this for a day, the whole philosophy.
We can see in our practical life. So it's not to memorize, but we can see.
Really, we can see over the translation how clear it is.
It's very appropriate.
Crystal, crystal clear. This is Prabhupada's way, you know.
Maharaj, because of his translation, it is clear.
Yeah, and otherwise, no.
He translated very practical.
Very practical. I showed you the other translation. They don't translate. They may give the meaning of the words, but translation is this.
Because the people who translate, they themselves don't understand. So how can they give other people
to
understand?
So that's why we should never leave Prabhupada. We should be catching. Though he is so tight, that I will only study this, get my realization. Otherwise there is no other way. As I tell you, we are not fanatics of Prabhupada. But there is no other way. We don't have choice. We have to have one translation and the whole mind is clear. How many questions are answered? Just try to worship in devotional service. Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first. Even though great sages are not able to control the forces of senses as effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, uprooting the deep-rooted desires for fruity activities. It's very logical. Prabhupada gives logical. Can remember within one short time. Always remember these words, please. Continue.
In the conditioned soul, the desire to enjoy the fruitive results of work is so deep-rooted that it is very difficult even for the great sages to control such desires, despite great endeavors. A devotee of the Lord, constantly engaged in devotional service in Krishna consciousness, perfect in self-realization, very quickly attains liberation in the Supreme. Owing to his complete knowledge in self-realization, he always remains in trance. To cite an analogous example of this, Darsana Dhyana Samprasaya.
This verse is another important. Darshan Dhyana Samprasaya.
Darsana Dhyana Samprasaya.
Masya Kurma Vihangamaha.
Masya Kurma Vihangamaha.
Apatyani pushnanti, apatyani pushnanti, tatha aham api padmaja, darshan dhyana samsparshair, matsya kurma vihangama.
The
first line gives you the example. Three examples are given. Matsya kurma vihangama. Darshan, dhyan, samsvarshi. Darshan means by seeing. Dhyan means by meditating. And means touch. In these three ways, matsya means fish. Fish lays eggs on the land. And she only sees them and the eggs are hatched. Then kurma.
Tortoise
also leaves the eggs on the land and just meditates and the eggs are hatched. And the birds, they touch the egg and it is hatched. So by darshan, by meditation and by touching, the eggs are hatched. So we also, we see that it is, we meditate on it, and we touch his lotus feet. These three things mature our devotional service. And pushta. Then in the second line he says, Swani apatyani pushnanti. Swani means his own, apatyani means children. pushnanti, they're nourished. And the same way, he says, Brahma, I also nourish these living entities. Those who see me, I nourish them. Those who touch me, I nourish them. And those who meditate on me, I nourish them.
This is the Lord speaking?
Yes, to Brahma. Darshan dhyana samsparshe.
Darshan dhyana samsparshe.
Matsya kurma vihangama. Matsya
kurma vihangama.
Swani apatyani pushnanti.
Swani apatyani pushnanti.
Tatha eva. Aham eva padmaja.
Tatha
aham api padmaja.
Tatha aham
api padmaja. Read the translation.
By reason,
by meditation,
and by touch,
and by touch only,
with the fish, the tortoise, and the birds, maintain their offspring. Similarly, do I also,
O
Padmaja. The fish brings up its offspring simply by looking at them. The tortoise brings up its offspring simply by meditation.
Yes,
the eggs of the tortoise are laid on land, and the tortoise meditates on the eggs while in the water. Similarly, the devotee in Krishna consciousness, although far away from the Lord's abode, can elevate himself to that abode simply by thinking of Him constantly, by engagement in Krishna consciousness. He does not feel the pangs of material miseries. This state of life is called Brahma Nirvana, or the absence of material miseries, due to being constantly immersed in the Supreme.
This is it.
That's it.
Finish? Yes. The purpose is clear. Yes. Have you any question? These two verses are very nice. Yatpadapankajapadasavilasavakya.
Yatpadapankajapadasavilasavakya.
Karmasayam grahitam. Udgratayanti santaha.
Tadvannariktamatayo yatayo piruddha.
Shroto ganastam archanam bhajavasudevam. Very denunciation.
Just try to worship. In devotional service. Vasudev. Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Even great sages.
Are not able to control. The forces of the senses.
As effectively as those who are engaged.
In transcendental bliss. By serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Uprooting the deep growth desire. For fruitful activity.
How nice it is. And there is a dhyana, samsparshaid. Matsya kurma vihangamaha. Swani patyani pushnanti. Tata aham eva.
Apipadmaja.
Tata aham apipadmaja. He says the same way, I also nourish. Those who come for in audience, I nourish them. That's why many people come, have darshan and go away. They get the benefit. Then those who don't come, they meditate on it. I remember Krishna. And those who touch the lotus feet, they also get the benefit. Please, this verse is very powerful. I remember Yati, you know. Yati and Yati, if you remember, it gives us the clue. Not to get attached to the temporary things. And Yati is our nature. We are going to die anyway. However hard we try, we cannot get. So, Yati is our nature.
We are on the move,
Yati. We have to. This is how every sloka really drives us to the right conclusion because of Prabhupada. As I say, Prabhupada. Nobody has driven these conclusions for devotional service. Everybody has some other things in mind. There they fail. And here this book. And so many books we have. We don't even read little text. That's really suicide. We are committing suicide. And those who are in the temple, those ones that are in the temple, Bhagavad Gita should be life and soul. These two books are more than enough in chanting. More than enough. Don't eat too much. Just concentrate on these two. And you'll get so much perfect knowledge. Please. How to insist, I don't know. But accept it, there is no other way. No other way. My life in ISKCON also, I survived in ISKCON because of this. Otherwise, I had not been interested in ISKCON. Yes. Okay. This. Have you anything to ask? This verse is very nice today. Just try to worship the Lord.
And
devotional service. Vasudev.
The
personality of Godhead, full stop. Even the great sages are not able to control the forces of senses. Who are engaged in transcendent bliss. Same lotus. Yes. What is it? Even. As effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss by worshiping the lotus feet of the Lord. Uprooting word is very important. The deep grown desires for material food. How nice is even Muda. Jai.